The Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you today by Amazon. Amazon, your lead pipe lock for online retail. Log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Amazon link to support the podcast. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan. Real money. Kramer. Ryan, how excited on a scale from 0 to 10 are you for March Madness?
Pretty excited.
In Las Vegas?
We were just talking about it. I don't know why, but this is the most excited I've been to go to Vegas in a while. I think it's just it's a great trip.
It's good times. We got the Sports Gambling Podcast t-shirts. We're going to be out there in full effect. A lot of fun happening out. It's just, it's just great. Those first 2 days especially. Tons of action. Tons of good times. Ryan just loudly farted. I don't know if the mics picked it up.
Oh, I'm sure the mics picked
that
up.
We just came from Korean barbecue. All you can eat Korean barbecue. Tons of great meat.
Some soju. Some height.
Height beer. All different kind, a variety of meats, all you can eat, crazy.
We're a little sluggish, I would say.
I got a cup of coffee. We got to plow through this podcast. Tons of picks to go through. We're going to fill out our bracket on air, as well as making all the first round picks against the spread.
Yeah. So where do we start? Obviously, we start with the first four, Sean. You know, it really annoys me when you're watching the preview shows and like the selection shows, and they keep referring to the first round as the second round because there's these couple games. It's so dumb. All right. First game up, Liberty, who tied an NCAA record by having the most losses for a team that qualifies for the tournament with 15-20 on the season. They are heading to Dayton where they'll play North Carolina A&T, who I think is one of the schools in Drumline. For those of you who like your black
a lot of Nick
bands.
Cannon fans on the podcast, yeah. Ryan.
North Carolina A&T is line opened at 1.5. It's now 2.5.
Wow, I really like this North Carolina A&T team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about either one of these teams.
No, neither do I.
Liberty can't be good.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good trend to go against a team who's coming into the tournament with a historic number of losses.
Yeah. All right. So let's pencil North Carolina A&T into that 16 win-in game. All right. Next up, Middle Tennessee versus St. Mary's. Pretty solid matchup here. Middle Tennessee, of course, was one of the teams that people felt didn't deserve an at-large bid. They didn't play anyone. They were still 28-5, I believe. They had to Dayton to play St. Mary's, who I thought they got sanctions this year.
Apparently not.
Maybe it's for next year. I don't know. St. Mary's laying 3, over under 132.
Give me Middle Tennessee State all day.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely. Feel really good about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's a I forget where I was hearing it. I think that Fezzik I was talking about, it's a weird traveling thing for St. Mary's as well. They kind of got screwed, and then they have to travel far. It sounds like St. Mary's is not going to have any sort of crowd there just because of the scheduling conflict.
They're going to Ohio, and they just played, and it sounds like they were even notified early they were going there because of the horrible travel. I mean, in general, the small conference teams really got screwed this year. I feel like there's a lot of them in the tournament, but they all got pretty poor seating and setup.
I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that, hey, okay, you're one of the big football conferences as well. Oh, we're going to make things a little bit easier for you so you can sell a couple more jerseys, make a couple more bucks. I don't think it takes that much to figure out.
You're saying it's all money-driven, Sean?
Yeah, Ryan, I'm going to pull back. Much like the nonprofit bowl games, I feel like there's a vested financial interest here.
Yeah, they say each round you make it in the NCAA tournament gives you an extra $3 million, is what they say.
Yeah, so I'm going to say Middle Tennessee State here getting three.
Yeah, I'm with you there all day. I actually like them to win the next round.
Ooh, nice.
All right, so next up.
Also, these playing games really fuck up the bracket things because then you – like, let's say, in this case, you have Middle Tennessee State upsetting Memphis.
I like whoever wins that game to beat Memphis.
Well, just from a bracket standpoint, then
it is
you
tough,
have
though, yeah.
MTSU slash SMC.
Yeah.
And then,
well, of course, last year, VCU made that run, and they were one of the – it was VCU slash USC.
Yeah, and they were one of the 11 players.
Well, and a lot of people in L.A. picked USC to go far – and just by dumb luck, they got VCU to go far, and they ended up scoring well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that's stupid. That's another thing why this is horrible, this playing game.
It's horrible.
64 teams is enough, okay? I get it. Fine. You want to do a play-in thing, do that as part of the conference
Look,
tournaments.
It's not that big of a deal, Sean.
It's aggravating.
You're getting all hot and bothered. All right.
Plenty of time to do
Moving
that.
To Wednesday, LIU Brooklyn. Takes on James Madison. Again, this is a 16-seed play-in game. LIU Brooklyn is laying 1.5. The over-under is 144. I don't know anything about these two teams. Again, it's the 16 seeds. No one cares. But I will take, with the school in Virginia, I'll take the sister school up the road, James Madison, to win here. I'll take JMU.
I like LIU Brooklyn. I feel like they're always kind of – I just – put it this way, I'm familiar with their team.
All right.
Or, I mean, I'm familiar with their name. I feel like they're always poking their head there in that first round. Never a great team, but...
They are always there, but who knows, you know.
Hey, at the end of the day, Ryan, if it's a coin toss between some people in Brooklyn, some people in Virginia playing basketball, I'm going Brooklyn all day, baby.
Okay. A lot of talent down in the Newport News area. Yeah. All right, next up, LaSalle. Heads down to Dayton to take on Boise State. Haven't heard much from Boise State's basketball team.
No.
Boise State is laying 1.5 points. I got to take LaSalle here. I think I'll take LaSalle.
I'll take LaSalle, hometown love. Give me LaSalle.
I think the key with these playing games is to not spend a lot of time on them.
Yeah. Well, and Ryan, we got a ton of games to cover. So
that's the point,
we
Sean.
Might be plowing through some
that
of these.
That is the point. Well, we're definitely going to plow through some of these because – of course. So should we start? Let's start with the Midwest, all right?
Okay.
Our number one overall seed, Louisville, will face the play-in winner of North Carolina A&T and Liberty, probably laying somewhere in the 18 to 23 range. I have a strict rule, and I suggest that everyone on the listening take it, and that's do not bet in the one seed games.
Nope.
Period.
Well, and Ryan, may as well get this out of the way, but you talked about it. College basketball teams, besides this fact, they're on a pace for a historic low in scoring.
Oh.
Number of reasons to think that, but as well as the first two rounds, or sorry, not first two, whatever. The first round. First
you mean
two
the
days,
second round?
First 2 days, the under has been a enough of an advantage. That's
right.
A strong play.
Here's what I'm personally going to do. I'm blindly betting every under in the round of 64, I'm going to call it. So we don't have to call it round one or round
okay.
two. In the round of 64, I will be betting every under.
Sounds like a plan.
My first order of business when I get to Vegas is bet every under. All right, so we got Louisville advancing, right?
Yep.
All right. Colorado State, Missouri. Colorado State, Missouri, Sean. All right. Missouri is the 8 seed, right? Or are they the 9 seed?
They are the 9.
All right. Missouri is a 3-point dog against Colorado State. What's your take on the game?
I like Colorado State here. I feel like they've...
yeah, they are a quite good team. They are an underrated team.
Pretty solid. I think the rap on them, as far as I know, is that they're great at rebounding. So I like that, especially... early on in the tournament where shots might be a little cold, guys a little tense, guys a little nervous. Rebounding is something that nerves can overcome, so I like Colorado State here.
This is one of those games where both teams were teams that I identified as a, you know, maybe a team that I want to play. And in the first round, unfortunately, got it matched up together. You like Colorado State, Sean. I like Missouri. So I'll give you the first tiebreaker, and then I'll get the next one.
All right, sounds good. And now you're filling out our bracket, right?
This is our joint bracket. So we're
that
just
can
gonna
be found on the Sports Gambling Podcast Bracket Challenge.
We will tweet out the info.
Through ESPN.
What are we thinking? Top three t-shirts?
Top three, get a free t-shirt.
All right, that's fair. All right, so we're rolling with Colorado State. Oklahoma State and Oregon. Run it down, Sean.
Oh, well, also, Ryan, we should get the spreads out there. Colorado State,
sorry,
Missouri.
Colorado State is favored by 3. I like Missouri to cover and win outright.
All right. I'll stick with Colorado State here.
All right. So next up, what do we got? We got
Oregon. Oregon made it to the – or actually
– Oregon won.
Oregon won the Pac-12 championship.
A lot of people feel like they got snubbed here, kind of a bad seeding, I guess, with 12 seed. They did get one of their best players back. I'm going to go on a flyer here. I don't think they're a better team, but I'm going to take Oregon to cover that 3.5 points, and I'm also going to take them to win the game outright.
All right, Ryan, you read my mind. I liked Oregon here.
All right, there's our first upset. Next up, St. Louis, New Mexico State. St. Louis, New Mexico State. St. Louis is. Have you watched St. Louis play?
Yeah, I did.
Their coach died in the offseason or whatever. I think they seem to have some extra fire. They're a good team. Period. They might be the best small market or small conference team. They are laying 9. I should also mention, we're not going to talk about any over-unders because I'm just betting all the unders.
Yeah, it's too much to handle. But I feel like the unders are strong, but like we said earlier. All right, so what are we thinking? New Mexico win but not cover? Or I'm sorry, St. Louis win but not cover?
I got to be honest. I think St. Louis is the real deal. But 9 points is a lot. I think you got to fade. I think you have fade St. Louis, but I like him to advance.
All right. Sounds good. I agree.
That's a tough one, though. That could be one I change my mind on by the time I get to Vegas. All right. Here's one of the playing games. So we think that Middle Tennessee State's going to win. They play Memphis. There is no line for this, obviously. I'm guessing the line would be Memphis by 4.5, maybe? I don't know. I think Middle Tennessee State wins outright, or St. Mary's, to be honest with you.
Not feeling Memphis.
You're feeling Memphis?
No, I can get behind that.
All right.
I like an 11. 11, I feel like, is a good seed to advance.
I think all the 11s could win. All right, Michigan State, Valparaiso. Valparaiso is a team that seems to always be there. Michigan State, let's see, what's the spread here? The spread is 10. Wow, 10.5. What's your take on this intense matchup? A lot of big spreads this year, Sean. That's one thing I noticed. A lot of big – it seems like there's a group at the top and then a lot of bad teams. This spread feels really good. This feels like a good point spread. And 10 points is an awful lot.
Obviously I like Michigan State. I like them big in the tournament. Man, but will they cover 10.5?
I don't think so. I would take – just because I don't really have a good feeling either way, I would take the points.
Yeah, that's a lot. Valparaiso's probably got a little fight in him. So take Valparaiso, but I like Michigan State to win outright.
All right. Creighton, who is another one of the teams I was really anticipating betting on. They take on Cincinnati. They kind of had a dry spell throughout the Big East schedule. Some people think they've righted the ship. I'm not sure. There's the spread for Cincinnati. Wow, Creighton by 3. That's about what I thought it would be. What do you think, Sean?
Man, Cincinnati. I don't know. Huh. What's Creighton's biggest, what's their best guy?
The coach's son. I'm blanking on his name. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up for you because I should. Doug McDermott, big white guy. He's awesome. He's probably one of the best players in the tournament. I'll tell you what, Sean.
If you got a stud like that, give it to Creighton.
I like Creighton here.
Cover three. They can do it.
I think the Big East is being a little overrated coming into the tournament. I like them to win and cover. All right, next up, our favorite team, Duke.
Duke. Lehigh beat Duke.
Duke will take on Albany, where Albany's getting 18 points. Now, I got to be honest. Don't like to take the two-seed games either. Don't like it at all.
I do like Albany plus 18. That's too much.
Yeah, I'm not going to endorse that, but I will endorse Duke to win outright in advance. What do you think?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, gun to my head, I'll take the points. But I really don't like to pick the 1 and 2 seed games. It just seems silly.
The spreads are too big.
All right, so now that we're past spreads, let's finish out this quarter of the bracket.
All right.
All right, Louisville versus Colorado State. We got to go Louisville, right? Louisville's really good. Oh, interesting matchup. Potential matchup here. St. Louis and Oregon.
Probably goes to St. Louis, right?
I like St. Louis. I mean, I think they're a good team. All right, Middle Tennessee State and Michigan State. We chalking it up?
Yeah, that's how it's looking.
I think we're going. Our bracket's real chalky so far. And Creighton versus Duke.
I'm going to say Creighton.
My instincts say that Duke murders Creighton.
Yeah.
But I say we go Creighton here. Let's take a chance.
We need a little upset here.
Let's take Creighton. All right, Louisville and St. Louis. We got to go Louisville, right?
They're good. I don't think they're going to win at all, but I think they get to the, I don't know, I'm kind of on the fence either, Final Four championship.
All right. Louisville advances versus St. Louis. Michigan State versus Creighton. This is a good matchup. This is a good matchup, and I don't know. I think
Ryan, there's not much to think here. You got that's Michigan State. That's the second. I don't know. I like Michigan State.
Let's roll with Michigan State, and then Louisville, Michigan State. I will say this. I feel strongly about Louisville.
All right, put them in Final Four.
All right. So
Ryan, what's the formula is between 6 and 9. That's what you want your final four teams to add up seed-wise.
Oh, don't worry. I have plans for that. All right, next up, shall we head over to the South?
Let's do it.
All right. First up, Kansas versus Western Kentucky.
Move it along.
Exactly. Do we want to mention the spread?
Nah, let's just stay away. Don't give anyone any ideas.
It's 20, but yeah, that's a lot. All right, UNC Villanova. Interesting matchup here.
I got to go with the home team.
UNC by 4.
Villanova getting 4. I like it. And I like them to win outright.
I don't think there's much. I'm not sure if there's much to actually justify this, but I feel due to the fact that everyone is picking UNC, I think it's a good contrarian play. Let's take Villanova.
I like it.
VCU Akron, spread is 7. The last time I looked, it was 7.
I don't know, man. I like VCU because they can do a lot of stuff right, but I don't know, man. Akron's no joke.
Akron lost their point guard.
Oh, okay.
Now, maybe you still take Akron with the points here.
Yeah,
against
I like
press.
That. Yeah, oh, that's true. All right, so let's take VCU, but maybe Akron with the points.
I would probably, if I was betting this game, I would take VCU money line, and I'd probably take Akron with the points.
All right.
Michigan, San Diego State. Man, if Michigan managed to blow another game in the first round, our friend Steve's going to be so bummed out. The spread's 11.5.
Oh, wow. No way they cover that, right?
Now, not only do I not think they're going to cut, well, South Dakota State is that team with that white guy that dropped 50 this year.
All right, Ryan, you got me. White guy dropping 50. San Diego State moves on.
Oh, no. Wait, did I say San Diego State?
South Dakota State. I was an asshole.
You want to advance? You want to advance South Dakota State? I don't. Yeah. I wasn't done with what I was saying. I think they cover but don't win. But you want to advance them?
Yeah. Why not?
All right.
Got to have some fun here in the first round.
Next up, UCLA versus Minnesota.
Feel really strong about Minnesota here.
Really strong, as does the rest of the world. Minnesota is favored by 3.
Oh, wow.
I think they win and cover. Florida versus Northwestern State. Florida is one of the teams that shows up real strong in the computers. Florida as a 3 seed, favored by 20.
Yeah, no, like you said, spreads are over 10.
Stay away. Stay away or take the dog. Florida advances.
Yeah.
San Diego State versus Oklahoma. Mm. Now, this is a game, I got to be honest with you, I don't know much about Oklahoma.
Aztecs, I feel like, came in with a lot of heat this season and just didn't really
I watched San Diego State play a little bit.
I haven't watched a ton of them. What's your take? Did they pass the eyeball test?
No. I feel like they struggle a little bit to score the ball at times in the half court. And that can really be troubling to teams in the tournament.
Ryan, we had some good times betting on Oklahoma out in Las Vegas, so I say we continue the streak.
Yeah,
that was when they had Blake Griffin, but still.
It just seems like no one's really talking about Oklahoma, and everyone's like, oh, San Diego State's going to advance, no problem. All right, Georgetown, Florida Gulf Coast.
Wait, what was the spread there?
2.5.
All right.
I like Oklahoma to win outright, so obviously.
So just grab the money line there.
Florida Gulf Coast versus Georgetown. A 2 seed, only laying 13 points. Shades of Duke Lehigh last year. I remember on the flight out there. How are we not betting Duke? They're only laying like 9 points.
No, it's 8 points, I remember.
I just can't believe that happened. That's so beautiful, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm a Lehigh fan, but I was like, oh, come on, they're playing Duke. The Lehigh had never really had any sort of serious basketball program.
Now,
but that CJ McCullough guy is a legit player.
I think Georgetown advances here, but this is the game I will say. If there's like this will be one of the upset alert games. I think Florida Gulf Coast keeps it close, but ends up losing by 6 or 7. I think they cover. Georgetown wins the game.
Now, Ryan, can you do real quick, can you put in a parlay, an 8-team parlay of all the ones and 2 seeds?
Not many of the places have the money lines for the ones and twos yet.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but I would be interested to see what that might pay. But I wouldn't do it because I do think a 2 seed's going to go down. All right, Kansas Villanova, Sean.
Kansas, man. I like Kansas.
VCU, San Diego, or South Dakota State. Great. This would be a hell of a matchup. A great ball-handling point guard who can score versus the press. I like VCU and their experience. Why not?
Yeah, but don't especially if the spread's kind of big here, you might want to grab San Diego
could
State.
Could be value in South Dakota State. Way different. A lot more white people in South Dakota State. Minnesota versus Florida. Minnesota has been inconsistent at times. Tubby Smith has often failed at. I feel like Tubby Smith has not been a good short turnaround coach. And for that reason, not to mention the fact that Florida is eye-poppingly good on paper, statistically.
Yeah.
We take Florida here.
All right.
Oklahoma, Georgetown. See, I don't think this is a great matchup for Oklahoma. I think Georgetown rolls. I actually think there's a better chance Georgetown loses in their first round game than this game. Man, we can't help ourselves. Chalk, chalk, chalk.
Oh, we got VCU. They're a 5 seed.
VCU versus Kansas, rematch of last year.
I really like Kansas this year.
Kansas it is. Florida, Georgetown.
Florida.
Florida. I love Florida. And we're trying to get to between 6 and 9 points, Sean. I don't want to lobby here.
All right. You like Florida? All right.
Fine. I think Florida is a good gamble. 3 seed. I think the Kansas-Florida game would be a hell of a game. What do you think?
All right, Ryan.
You got the tiebreaker.
Like you said, it's between 6 and 9, so you got to put a 3 in there. Florida.
All right.
Although I don't know. I'm thinking in my own personal bracket, I might push Kansas a little farther, but.
That's why we got our own, too, Sean.
Yep.
You don't have to agree with me all the time.
No, I think for the sports gambling podcast bracket,
All right, let's stop pussyfooting. We got to be mad like March Madness.
Florida, baby. Let's do it.
All right. Gonzaga versus Southern. Another one. Stay away. Not smart. Gonzaga advances.
You got it. Pittsburgh, Wichita State. Pittsburgh,
hey, why don't you
baby.
Start reading that shit off? So
sure.
I can...
Pittsburgh, Wichita State.
Oh, Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. I liked them a little bit. I've been really getting talked into them by our friend Steve, who thinks they're a real solid team. I think Pittsburgh rolls here. I don't even know what the spread is. Let's see what the spread is real quick. 4.5. Oh, grab that. That's going in a money line parlay. I'm telling you right now, Pittsburgh in a money line parlay with someone.
Nice.
They're advancing. All right, who's up next?
Wisconsin, Ole Miss.
Oh man,
I like Ole Miss here.
Ooh, okay.
You like Wisconsin?
Yeah.
All right. Give me your rap on Wisconsin. I think they kind of shot their load in the Big Ten tournament. Tell me why I'm wrong, Kramer.
Because this is that same Wisconsin team that annoys the crap out of you when you bet against them. They slow it down. They hit their shots. They play good defense. And they're playing a team that, quite frankly, wasn't a tournament team before they went on their run.
That being said, give me Ole Miss. What's the spread?
The spread is 5.
All right. Yeah, I'll take Ole Miss +5.
What about to advance?
I mean, I'll let you advance Wisconsin if you think they're going to win the next round. But
I think they're a Sweet 16 team for sure. Like I'd say they're one of the locks to make the Sweet 16.
All right, Kramer, you won me over. Kansas State versus LaSalle
or Boise State now.
But of course, we
don't have LaSalle. A spread. We don't know. So just we think it's going to be what Boise. Is that who we picked, or we picked LaSalle? I already forget.
I like LaSalle.
Kansas State's overrated.
Yeah, let's go LaSalle here.
Let's pick a second play-in winner. That's always fun.
LaSalle here.
Arizona-Belmont. Belmont, of course, has flashed before. Belmont's getting 4.5. They're a very popular dog right now. Everyone seems to be jumping on the bandwagon again. Of course, I believe they played Georgetown last year, and we were all over them. It did not work out. I think people are almost sleeping on Arizona, who might be the best Pac-12 team.
Arizona, I think, kind of quiet. They were the hot team early.
You don't have to sell me on this one.
All right, Arizona, and I like them to cover.
Yeah, I do too. All right. Harvard versus New Mexico. Harvard's getting 11. Tommy, whatever his name is, the coach, he seems to have that Harvard team understand how to play.
All right, I say New Mexico in a close one. So give me a Harvard +11 for the bet, but give me New Mexico moving on.
I would probably agree with you. I think New Mexico's capable of blowing them out, but Harvard, they're smart. I think they'll keep it close. New Mexico advances. Notre Dame, Iowa State. The only Notre Dame game I watched when they were wearing those horrible bright green jerseys. I don't know. What do you think, Sean?
I don't know, Ryan. I think is Manti Te'o going to this game?
Manti Te'o cannot go to this game because he'll be attending the fake funeral of his girlfriend.
That would be so great if one of the Notre Dame players guaranteed victory to his girlfriend who died in a car accident.
I kind of like grabbing we talked about this in the conference tournament breakdown. Iowa State's scrappy. I say we go with the scrappy team.
I like fade Notre Dame. They feel like a paper tiger.
And Ohio State, Iona, don't bother with the spread
what
here.
What was the Iowa State spread?
Actually, it's only the Iowa State spread was Notre Dame by 1. I like taking the dog there. And Ohio State, only 13-point favorites versus Iona. That seems low, Sean.
Yeah, I like Ohio State.
I really like Ohio State this year. I think Ohio State, don't they blow them out? This is actually a 2-seed I might bet on.
No. Yeah, you're going to go against your own rules, and
oh my God,
Ohio State's going to win.
Yeah, well, every year the same thing happens. I just end up betting on every game.
Ryan, Gonzaga-Pittsburgh. Do we feel an upset here?
Gonzaga's really good.
Are we believing?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's get Pittsburgh. We got to back one of these hot teams. Wisconsin, LaSalle.
I'm telling you, Wisconsin lock to make the final, the Sweet 16.
All right. Arizona, New Mexico. I like Arizona here.
Yeah, I have absolutely no feeling either way.
And Ohio State's going
to. Ohio State.
Over Iowa State. Now, this is an interesting matchup. Ohio State, Arizona.
Huh. I like Ohio. I like a rematch of the Big Ten championship in the next round.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think Arizona is an Elite Eight team.
They can't beat Ohio State.
So you think Wisconsin knocks off Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And so we like Ohio State to keep going forward here.
I think so.
Okay. So we got Ohio State, we got Florida, and we got Louisville. So we're at six. So we could go anywhere from 1, 2, or 3 probably for.
Well, in this next bracket is probably the worst 3 seed, Marquette. I'm not a big fan. I like I said, I'm a little down on the Big East overall. Anyway, all right, first up, Indiana versus the play-in winner of JMU, LIU. We like Indiana. Don't bet on it. NC State Temple.
Ugh, this is tough. I don't want to go against a
Philly team. Your
hometown
team, man.
I don't want to go against a Philly team, but NC State, man, they are one of these scrappy tournament teams who I feel like always get me paid. Am I wrong, Ryan?
They got you paid last year.
I feel like we have a history of doing well with this NC State team.
They got you paid last year, man.
Should we keep rolling it?
NC State by 4 feels like a good spread, too. Like that might go in a – that maybe not a money line parlay, but I'll be on the side of that -4. Let's take NC State.
All right.
UNLV and Cal.
How is this UNLV team a 5 seed?
They're good.
Are they that good, though?
They're better than – yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't
know. Cal, it's more that – you're right. I don't know how good UNLV is. I know that Cal's not good.
Yeah. Well, all right. What's the spread?
Oh, wow. The spread – UNLV by 2, I'll take that.
Yeah, actually, that's pretty good.
All day. All right, Cuse in Montana.
Oh, you know it, Cuse, baby.
Montana, a popular upset pick.
No.
At least grabbing the points. It's Syracuse by 12.5.
Oh, well.
Montana, the Grizzlies.
I think that's a stay away.
I think Montana's awful. I think we see this every year, Sean, and we don't capitalize. These teams that aren't used to seeing the physicality and the length of the zone by Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
That rely on shooting just get smothered, and the way to beat them is to shoot out of it. And
it's tough. You got to hit those mid-range jumpers. It's like if you ever played rec league basketball, a lot of teams will throw you in a 2-3 zone, and you got to hit that mid-range jumper so they come out.
They have the Montana has the 18th effective field goal percentage rate. They are a horrible offensive rebounding team. They're a good shooting team, so they could keep it close if they hit their shots. I would lean towards they're not going to hit their shots. You see this every year, Syracuse, or at least once every couple of years, Syracuse just overwhelms the team with their athleticism. Butler Bucknell, man, Butler seems a little overrated this year, living a little bit on what they did in the past.
I like Bucknell upset special, baby.
Butler by 3.5. I think I like Bucknell getting the points. Why not? Bucknell getting the points. Do you want to take him to advance too?
Yep.
I'm fine with that. So we picked 3-11 seeds, Sean. Including a play-in. All right, Marquette Davidson. Man, I don't know.
Marquette Davidson.
Marquette's a 3 seed. Davidson's a 14. Marquette's only favored by 3.
That's scary.
That's crazy. I can't remember a situation like that.
All right, let's go Marquette. Well, I mean, I don't know. What do you think? And
I would take Marquette. I mean, I think we've almost over-adjusted.
Yeah.
I know Marquette's not a great team, but they're still a Big East team. They're still going to play well, and Davidson is not that good. I mean, Davidson's probably one of the weaker teams in the field, so I think it's hard to really fade. Anyway. Illinois, Colorado.
Oh, the Buffaloes. I feel
Illinois,
like they've had a couple games that have just gone their way, and I think that continues. I like Colorado to win the first game.
Yeah, I don't really have any. I kind of want to fade. I kind of want to fade. Just fade. Who are they playing?
Illinois.
Yeah, I kind of want to fade Illinois. So let's advance Colorado and take them to plus one.
I'm down.
Miami, Florida, and Pacific. Miami of Florida favored by 12.5.
What was the Illinois Colorado spread?
One. Illinois by one.
Oh, nice.
Miami of Florida, obviously, up and down. Up this year, then down a little bit, and back up. I like Pacific to cover here. I think Miami comes out a little flat. Although I do think they are a team that can threaten in the tournament, and they will advance.
All right. So then you like Miami over Colorado, correct?
Yep.
Now, I like, I'm going to go crazy here. Bucknell over Marquette.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Cuse over UNLV, right?
Yep.
And NC State over Indiana.
Ooh. Ooh, are you sure?
No. Let's just do Indiana.
All right. Cuse, Indiana.
Cuse.
You want to go? You want to roll with Cuse?
I like, yeah, dude. I always like Syracuse.
All right. Bucknell, Miami.
Miami.
Miami and Syracuse.
Let's hit that number, Ryan. Let's hit that Miami. 8. Miami.
All right. I like. All right. So, Ohio State versus Louisville. God, I don't know what it is about Ohio State. I got a feeling. Would you rather play Louisville?
Nah, fuck Louisville. Yeah. I don't know why I don't like them.
All right, who you want to take? Oh, my God, it's like the U in Florida.
Oh, Jesus.
What do we do to ourselves? Miami's never good at basketball. You want to just roll with it?
Yeah, fuck it. Miami.
And then Ohio State, Miami. It's like the national championship in football a couple of years ago.
I'm leaning Ohio State.
Let's do it.
All right.
Final score.
Oh. 58-51. What do you think?
That would be a low scoring game. Both teams are defensive juggernauts.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, we're in. Should we talk about anything else?
Oh man. It's just such a rush doing brackets.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, so much
fun. Here's
what
I would say. Things I've learned in my many years of past Vegas trips to March Madness. Like I said, stay away from the ones and twos. Stay away from multiple team. Stay away from greater than 3-team parlays. And honestly, I think try to identify a couple 4 to 8 point favorites and parlay them on the money line. Like, I'll tell you what, I'm going Wisconsin, Pittsburgh money line parlay. First round.
Wisconsin, Pittsburgh money line parlay.
Wisconsin.
So wait, what are they both?
They're both -4. One's -4. One -5. I don't know. I'm really excited about getting out. Like, I need to sit down another day and study this material. And really, I feel like I have a pretty good handle on. You know what? In years that I've second-guessed myself, I feel like it's just screwed me. I should just go with my gut.
Yeah, no, I feel like we got a pretty decent gut instinct here, Ryan. And let's be honest. Let the cards fall where they may. I feel like you can be an expert in March Madness, and that's not necessarily an asset, because that's why it's March Madness. That's what sucks everyone in, is that any team,
and not
more
to
or
mention,
less, can win any game. Not to sound like a complete cliche, but that's what's fun about it.
Not to mention, this year, there's so much parity. I mean, I think I would make this statement. I think a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and I think every seed will have a loss except for a 1 seed.
Wow, that's impressive.
I would make that prediction.
That's a pretty interesting prediction. Any other? Do we have any like tournament prop bets out?
Not much out yet. I haven't been able to find anything about the typical. The only thing I've been able to find is, you know, to win each bracket.
Yeah,
we can run through that real quick.
Sure.
The Midwest. So Louisville -110. Not a ton of value there. Duke 3-1. Michigan State 5-1. Who do we have coming out of there? Louisville?
Yeah, I think so.
So not a ton of value if you like the chalk. Maybe there's value, honestly, in Duke if you like them. But who I mean, it's It's like rooting for GSP.
Yeah, I saw a black guy wearing a Duke sweatshirt the
other day. That doesn't work.
Downtown. And I was like, are you Grant Hill? Like, why are you wearing this?
Yeah, too bad Jalen Rose wasn't around to call him an Uncle Tom. All right.
That was one of the better moments in
East region, Indiana, chalk favorite. Miami plus 225, Cuse plus 500.
I like Cuse plus 500.
Yeah, why not? Let's see what else we got here. And we got, all right, we got the South. Real quick, Florida plus 140. Wow, is the 3 seed. Kansas plus 250, Georgetown plus 400, Michigan plus 500. Pretty interesting that the 3 seed is the favorite at plus 140. I don't know. That's interesting.
That is crazy. I can't, when That's, is it?
That might
seed
almost
ever
be value on the 1 seed there. I think a lot of people like Florida.
Yeah, well,
all right,
we
last up, Gonzaga, plus 225, Ohio State, plus 250. See, I think that's value. I think the value is in Ohio State. Although I wouldn't bet any of these. I would just bet games.
Yeah.
The other thing is try to plan out your day so you got action during each little section of games. Highly recommend it. Keeps your day interesting. Exactly. I don't know. Anything else, Sean?
No, I don't think yeah, guys, stay tuned. We'll be getting into it all
day. I think the key is to listen maybe we'll put something up in Vegas?
Yeah, we'll try to do a podcast from Vegas, but I don't know. Honestly, all day drinking.
Yeah, just follow the Twitter feed. I'm sure there'll be pictures of gambling tickets, pie-gow tables.
Ryan's always good for a nice, juicy ticket tweeted out.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun.
Well, I'm starting to think Pittsburgh and Wisconsin on the money line, straight up for a grand. That might be what I tweet out day one.
I like it. Looking forward to all the action. Of course, guys, follow us on Twitter. Get into the conversation of sports gambling at Gambling Podcast on Twitter, at Gambling Podcast. Guys, Stitcher, iTunes, the whole nine. Thank you for downloading the podcast. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I am Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Mad Dog? Does that work?
Kramer.
Oh, nice.
Let it ride.